are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns Nation, want to see you looking good when you get out here to Browns training camp. July 26 begins. You know how you do that. Brand new Browns Nike Summer Collection just arrived. Where? The team shop, of course, downtown Cleveland. First Energy Stadium. They're open 11 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, 7 days a week. You can shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Got to look good with Browns gear.
That's right.
Oh, we are just blowing up today. A couple of days before Nathan Zagura's birthday, the Ohio Business Machines hotline is rolling again. Let's go to it right now. I believe on the Beltway around our nation's capital in the fair city of Baltimore, gentlemen you see and hear, CBS Sports, NFL Insider, Jason Lockenfora. What's going on, man?
Oh, wow.
Man, nothing much. What's good?
Oh, wow.
It's birthday week. You're like my kids. I don't know too many adults who get a birthday week.
Wow.
At the age of 12, I felt that pretty much got nipped in the bud. But
not here.
Dude, Laka, what's up, bro?
How could Vic not be there?
Vic's,
for birthday week? Where is he, on a yacht in the Mediterranean somewhere? Where's Vic Big Pen?
He's
right
in
now?
The Finger Lakes, as I understand it.
The Finger Lakes? He could do better than that.
That's where he likes to be.
That's nice up there. I went to Syracuse. It's nice up there, but I figured he'd be high rolling in the Mediterranean somewhere. I was picturing him, like, you know, off the coast of Italy or something.
That's where Notorious, I feel like, would settle in. Lockhart, great to talk to you, man. What a surprise. They keep surprising me every second here on this show today. It's very nice. Gibbs, I love
hopefully
you.
Hopefully they're doing better than me. I mean, there's got to be somebody higher than me on the totem pole.
Alex Shiner, Jason. This is Michael Regai, by the way. Good to hear from you. Alex Shiner is called in today. And The Miz from Wrestling
well,
Fan.
I knew The Miz would be on that list. Mm-hmm. And that trumps anything I can do or say. So no Ashton, no Kutcher?
We I don't know. I don't know what Gibbs has up his
sleeve. The day is young, Jason.
The day is young. Well,
Locke,
let me ask you.
When I get off the phone, I know what I'll be listening. I'll be listening to the rest of the show on the internet to see who else comes on.
I don't. Let's not go crazy here. But I will
you
say,
you wrecked my whole day now. You angry lobster, you.
I have. Well, I thought that you. What about the U.S. men's national team? How are you recovering?
Yeah, wrecked,
you're a
that
tremendous
my next 4 years,
folks.
You know what?
You're great, by the way. Let me just say this. I first of all, I love you as a human being, and you're great with the NFL stuff. But your soccer knowledge is unbelievable. And, folks, if you had missed out this year, in 4 years, or even in the meantime, you could get in there.
Yeah.
Get a follow Laka on Twitter, at Jason Lockenfora, because you know this game, and you were, like, calling out the subs that should have. You were calling out everything. It was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I have a decent feel for this team, and I feel like I have a decent feel for what Klinsmann's trying to do, and I'm not satisfied, but I'm not unfulfilled in what they did either. Belgium was the better team. The U.S. still could have stole it late. They didn't. But this is not like past years where I felt like they lost to an inferior opponent or maybe got undone by a bad call. I feel like this team did what I thought they would do. They'd get out of that group, and they'd scrap with Belgium, and the game could have gone either way. But they lost to a better side. They did growth. It was a young team by and large, and I think it'll bear fruit into the future. There's still issues with the program. We're not exactly where I'd like us to be, but I think with Klinsmann at the helm, U.S. soccer is headed in a great direction. And, I mean, if anyone was in Cleveland for the friendly against Belgium, where the U.S. lost 4-2 about a year ago in May, it was pretty ugly then, too. And for the U.S. to keep them scoreless for 90 and have a chance to win it late with Wondolowski in extra time and then tie it late with Clint Dempsey, in injury time of extra time. I mean, that was a hell of an effort.
It certainly was a hell of an effort. And you got to feel pretty good about some of the young guys that came in and will be the future, I guess, in 4 years.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, there was so much yapping and crying about Landon Donovan that people missed the boat on a couple of things. One, Beasley, who is the same age, reinvented himself late in his career when it looked like his international career was dead as a left back. And completely held his own and blew me away and was my surprise of the tournament from the U.S. perspective in a positive manner. So give Klinsmann some credit for that. And then all these young kids that people weren't talking about, I mean, Julian Green, to get on the end of that ball and do what he did, I don't even care if it was accidentally. For his first touch on that massive of a stage in a do-or-die moment to finish that ball, was amazing. A thing of beauty. Fabian Johnson has come a long way. That injury, the way that tactics were set up for that game, losing Fabian Johnson that early crushed them. That was a crushing blow. He's someone who has a bright future. I'd like to see Timmy Chandler play more regularly with this group, and I think maybe Timmy Chandler at right back and move Fabian up to a right attacking winger would maybe be a way to solve some problems and get Timmy Chandler on the field a little bit more. And Jermaine Jones was the best American player in this tournament, field player, not including goaltenders,
sure,
by and large. And that was a player people wanted to run off the program 2 or 3 years ago and were saying, Quincy only plays him because he's German and blah, 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 blah. Well, I think he knew what he was doing.
I think so, too. Jason LaCanfora, NFL insider and football aficionado of all kinds from CBSSports.com, joining us here. J-Locks, the Jimmy Graham ruling handed down today, tight end. No real surprise there. What do you think this means, especially for negotiations that might take place, especially in a place like Cleveland with someone like Jordan Cameron?
Yeah, I think it means that there is potential for them to get a deal done in the next couple of weeks here before that July 15th deadline. Had the ruling gone the other way, I really think there was a legitimate chance that Jimmy Graham would not have been back with the Saints. They didn't have the cap space to take him on right now. They clearly do not value him as someone getting above $10 million a year. And had he come down, you know, as a wide receiver and not a tight end, I think it might have been a sign-and-trade type kind of deal or something like that. But now, knowing that he doesn't have that leverage, you know, I think there's potential to get something done. At the very least, he's going to be a Saint this year. I mean, they're looking at this as a bargain for them. You know, what does it mean for the situation there? I mean, it can't help anyone's cause who hope to be able to further this argument in the future, because if Jimmy Graham couldn't win it, then I don't think anybody would. And frankly, I don't think Jimmy Graham is a tight end, but he's now going to be paid like one, and in the foreseeable future, that this loophole, I would imagine, is closed.
Jason LaCanfora joining us, wishing Nathan a happy birthday as he jumps on here in Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Jason, along the same lines, contract-wise, you heard Joe Linta, the agent for Brian Hoyer, saying, well, real hard to kind of set exactly where he should be contractually, money-wise. A good move for Hoyer, brimming with confidence about his capabilities to roll the dice and say, now I'm going to let 2014 play out with an opportunity for him, if everything goes well, to really cash in as a starting QB?
I've talked to Linta about it as well. Look, everyone has their price, but it doesn't sound like the Browns are close to meeting it, and I don't know if they will meet it. And short of them doing a Josh McCown-type deal, where you're paying the guy, you know, pretty good money right now, and if he plays a certain percentage of snaps, then you start talking about the ability to earn Alex Smith-type money, you know, 7.5, 8 a year on the upside, if you hit all your triggers and incentives. I don't see the Browns being willing to go there now. And frankly, if you were going to do this, the time to do it was probably before the draft and before the selection of Johnny Manziel. You know, because now I don't think the owner, you're going to have a hard time convincing your owner to stroke the kind of check it would take to keep Brian Hoyer now, especially with Manziel mania going on and the reality that kid is going to be on the field sometime this season and maybe sooner rather than later. And same thing for Hoyer. At this point, your camp's around the corner. His knee's doing great. He's all the way back. He's very confident. He's not going to sell himself short right now after all this comeback and everything else. And he wants a chance to play as well. So playing it out is a twofold victory for him in that, A, it increases demand in him and gives him a chance to be a starter long-term or at least medium-term elsewhere. Then that's a win for him. And if he gets him paid along the way, it's a win for him. And remember, Joe Linton represented Joe Flacco, who kind of did the ultimate play-it-out scenario. So I don't think it gets done, frankly, unless the Browns put a substantial offer in front of him. And I don't think that will come to bear.
Yeah, I don't see that. I just don't see it getting done either. I think it is a little bit problematic with the timing and everything going on there. But a more important question is, when are you coming to Cleveland for Browns training camp?
You know, it's funny you ask, because I'm trying to nail down my schedule. I think I'm going to be there early. I think this year I'm going to start east and head west. I got to get this nailed down in the next 48 hours, or flights are going to be through the roof. We're getting close. I do not know, but I'm guessing it'll be the first week. I want to check out Manziel mania in its infancy. I don't know. Maybe I'll show up with an inflatable swan around my chest or something like that.
I could see that. I could see that one on a chain. I think that would be good. You know, you
there's
have
got to be people like in the like people who come to camp who would be like someone's got to do that, right? I mean, I'm thinking multiple people will do that. No.
Put it this way, I've set, you know, with the kid, we have set the over under on swan sightings at training camp at 10.5, and we would be disappointed if the under wins.
That's for the first day, or that's for the duration of camp?
We're gonna call it for the duration of camp.
I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the over, too. I want the over. Reg, you agree?
I can see a group of, like, 30 frat guys doing it on day one.
It should be over day
right?
one. Yes.
That should be hazing, like some incoming
Let's go,
fraternity.
Cleveland.
If anyone's listening there who is the head of pledging for a fraternity, that should right. be, like, you, all your pledges should have to show up there with swans.
That's right.
I don't want to tell people how to run their fraternities, but.
But if you were. Saying. If you
but
were.
If I was going to, I would say. There's a worse way to roll than that.
There, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen. You obviously, you know, you have a room here at the Casa to hang out. So try to make it Cleveland. Give me an overnight at Cleveland, so we can at least have some Angry Lobsters,
oh,
some meats and wines,
oh, no, no,
and hang out.
We'll do it up. You know.
All right. Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. Laka, always appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling up, dude. I love it.
Happy birthday, brother.
All right. Thank you so much. The great Jason Lockin for follow him on Twitter. At Jason Lockenfora for all your NFL needs. CBS's NFL Insider joining us here on CBD. All right, when we come back, we're going to Vegas. The hits keep on coming. Buck Wild Billy Wynn from a Buck Wild City, Las Vegas. Checking in on Cleveland Browns Daily with Nathan Zagura and Michael Regei.